This is CliffCentral.com.
Fills the air and Christmas cheer does too. Picking out your Christmas tree so loudly.
What up? What up?
There he is. I'm
there.
I can't hear me. Most important person. There we go. Christmas cheer. It feels like you're walking through Ackerman's.
December 1st.
What time does the podcast start, Eric?
I think this podcast starts just now.
When is Christmas?
Christmas is also just now. In 24 days' time.
I reckon Sia could sing the phone book.
Could sing the phone book.
Oh.
Explain this comment you just made. Like reading
just
numbers.
She's singing Christmas carol. And it sounds normal.
She could sing the phone book.
Well, like, she could sing the anything in a bag of
good. Oh, shit, I'm speaking to a millennial. I have no idea what phone
book. What's a phone book?
No, I know what a phone book.
In the old days.
We've got like six
in the old days.
We've got six.
Welcome to 1947. We used to have a book that came to you in the post. And it had everyone's phone numbers in. And you could dial a number and they would answer the device.
Not sure what your neighbor's cell phone number is. Well, he doesn't have a cell phone. He has a landline. His landline number is in there.
We used to have to speak to our neighbors.
All you need are his initials and his surname. And you, too, could be phoning him.
Yesterday I saw an old guy ask for directions in a parking lot, like really old, like shouldn't be driving old, and he had a map book. I just got anxiety about how difficult.
Where did he roll it out? On the steering wheel?
He was in a parking lot.
On the bonnet.
Yeah, on the bonnet. And it was not safe him driving, but I tried to help him out. But yeah, a map book.
Hey, but anyway, that voice you heard there was Ryan Holiday.
Ryan James Holiday.
Who the hell are you? What are you doing at this podcast?
I am an aspiring comedian. Yeah, to entertain.
I love it.
At the podcast. Yeah, I'm going to say aspiring. Yes.
You're an aspiring comedian?
You're aspiring.
Who are you aspiring on?
who are you aspiring on there?
Don't be aspiring.
Yeah, that was last week. What is it? Coloured Fridays.
Yes.
Oh, yes. We had some Friday. Really, really non-reactions to our Coloured Friday.
To really catch on.
I'm trying to be as like controversial as possible, but now I'm realizing that we're just too nice.
Yeah.
We're just so nice.
Super.
But we had College Friday, and then people did you go shopping? Did you go and see stuff?
No, I made the mistake. I don't have money.
Did you?
No. I mean, I didn't because I don't have money. Plus, I didn't want to, like, you know, get rammed with a trolley and get stabbed for...
I made the mistake of booking a facial appointment that day. Look how everybody's laughing at me. Yeah, a proper.
You knew we were going to laugh as soon as
like,
no,
yeah,
this is taking college funding to a new level.
I have this dermatological thing that I do because I used to have the pizza face. You know the pizza face?
A bit of acne.
Yeah, like acne. Snow. I had like a lot of acne.
Yeah, so
I went.
So you're dealing it with an epidermal.
I went to this lady and she's like, "Yo, man, I can do this thing once a month for you, and then you know you just pay me and shit." But it's at this camp, so I'm like, "Okay, no, cool."
So you thought happy ending?
So I booked. I booked an appointment. And I forgot that the last Friday of November is normally Black Friday. So,
you had to drive through that.
Got hit with bags, trolleys, washing baskets.
Was it for real, though? Did you get hit with stuff?
Yeah, I got hit a bunch of times. And I had, like, a couple of kids ran into me. Because the kids are, like, in between everybody. The kids are, like, down there and people are
My kid
there,
had a play date and I had to go to bounce or jump or slump or slank or whatever it's called. Where they just jump around on trampolines.
Oh, yeah.
And that was in, bounce, that's in next
jump.
To...
I jump, bounce, rage.
Next to African Mall of Africa.
Yeah.
So I had to go past Macro. And it was, the three lanes were full. People were going in the...
Yeah, Macro.
The emergency lane is bad. When you're going on the... What do you call that sand next to the emergency lane?
Not road.
The not road. People were driving on the not road. And it was disgusting.
Listen, I went to the Macro booze section. And let me just say that Oaks are getting lit up this December.
No, look.
For those
people,
specials.
People are buying. Some guy at the gym was telling me how he bought... He bought six pallets of Castle Light and six pallets of the new Black Label 1 liter. Then I was like, this is exactly where your December ends.
Yeah.
The 1 liter.
The 1 liter for recreational purposes?
My
the
guy.
1 liter?
What was he buying? A 1 liter of...
A 1 liter Black... You must know they launched the new Black Label in 1 liter.
Because it's a... The quart is 750.
Yeah, you know how fucked you get with that extra 250 mils. I've heard.
I think it's free. And it's also... That gets warm.
Yeah, that's the thing with a quart is you hold it for so long.
Yeah, that's why you drink it so fast.
No, the thing...
it's payday. A quart is payday.
There's a technique to drinking a quart. You have to hold the bottle around the neck at all times. Because if you're holding the bottle itself, you are asking for trouble. Because now it's going from Black Label to medication.
And also around the neck, you can also swing it over like that and hit
You're
someone.
Ready for action
yeah.
if you're holding
ready
it around
for
the
action.
Neck. Yeah. You got street cred.
Because if you're holding it like this and it's down near your hand, you can just flip over and booyashaka. It's a party now. Now we are just busting heads with a bottle. Not that I'm promoting violence. I'm just saying.
It happens.
No, it is.
Hello. It's 16 days of activism.
Yes.
Someone said an interesting thing on Twitter. They said, why do we only have 16 days? I'm like, it's not about the fact that it's 16 days. It puts a spotlight on certain issues.
Yeah.
And she said every day should be, and yes, indeed, every day should be AIDS Day. Every day should be polio. Every day, there are obvious things we got to think about every day.
There's so many things, though. So you need to spotlight.
So what you're doing is you're putting a spotlight on it for the 16 days and not doing, you're not going to stop hitting your chick for 16 days. That's not what it's about.
It's about,
I'm trying to get through the full 16 every year and I get to 14 and she's so annoying.
It's about talking about the stuff. It's about talking about the things. Exactly what you're saying now. We're making light of it. But the thing is, we're talking about it.
Yeah.
And the one question that that she asked was, what do you do if you know someone's in an abusive relationship? Like if you've got a friend of yours that you know for a fact that he has clutched his chick, how do you approach that? And if it's a big oak, she's like,
I more than myself.
No, I would.
There's got to be a way. And
what
she said, she said, phone these people. There's people to talk to, and you can actually get things done.
Yeah,
there are ways of doing. You don't just go to your neighbor and phone the cops and say it's a domestic violence case, because then it's drawn out. There's things that you need to do as well.
And now you're snitching as well.
Snitches. Stitches. And then the other thing was, it's 2017's done.
Yeah, 2017's on its final legs.
Did you have a plan for 2017?
I didn't, actually.
Okay. But remember the first podcast we did here, we were talking about the Comics Choice Newcomers Showcase. You were on that.
Yes. The first one did, I was saying that I would like to be nominated. Like, that's what I said. I believe that's what I said.
In the year?
Yeah.
And you got nominated.
Either want to win the award or be nominated. And
I mean, just to be nominated is an honor.
Like, goddamn. Swag.
Check Oaks from Benoni. That's how they roll.
That's the thing. It's also
Benoni came fourth in the best city of the year.
It's that recognition, man. Like, people have noticed that I am working hard. So I was like, oh, dope. Thank you, guys. I'm going to do the same shit next year. Not the same, but I'm going to.
And also, you got a lot of media coverage this year.
I did like a little whole newspaper bunch of articles. Yeah, I did a news. There was a newspaper article. I did ETV. The ENCA. I was on 5FM last weekend. Yeah, it was. Nice. It's been pretty.
How was the 5FM? What did you do?
And there's another pilot happening, but I can't talk much about that. Stuart Taylor's doing something, so I can say. So yeah.
What did you do on 5FM? You had to make breakfast.
The 5FM breakfast thing. It was pretty dope.
I didn't know we'd be allowed to say 5FM.
5FM.
I thought Gareth would come in and be like,
No, Gareth still calls it Radio 5.
So I did that. It was cool.
Did they get hold of you?
Yeah. Actually, one of my friends that I went to school with was like, yo, I'm doing the public, what is it?
The
bringing people in.
That's the guy. The
publicity
curator.
The publicity the manager. Curator. Yeah. So
I wish you guys could see Eric's hand signals. Yeah, they were ineffective.
Yeah,
in
I was like, I don't know what the word is. It's going to come to me eventually. Yeah,
that's why we need you, Ryan.
Yeah.
To tell
I
people what we are
going
doing.
On, yeah.
You are the sign language interpreter.
It's all sign language, just to freak out what they're asking deaf people. Go.
You're the Damsanko of the Cliff Central thing. So what I was saying was, I couldn't understand what her position was in the thing. So she was the one that organized it for me, and it was cool. It was nice. I had fun. Yeah.
What did you make?
What did I make? I made a scrambled egg white and biltong thingamabobby. That's what I call it. It's what I eat after gym. Actually, it's what I eat whenever I open
scrambled egg whites. And is the biltong shaved?
It's the the chopped pieces, because it would be weird to stick sticks in there. It's not going to work.
Because I thought maybe you take the scrambled egg and then you put it on a stick like that, and then you've got like a scrambled egg biltong sucker.
No, man, you just like...
Dave, have you ever seen scrambled egg? It's not going to stand on a stick.
You just like pop it in the...
You make it really badly.
Okay,
comes out in a lump.
You just pop the egg whites in, and you pop the biltong in on top of it. You mix it all together. You put it in. So it like semi-bries the biltong and makes the eggs dope. So like the flavor cooks into each other.
I want that. And you made
dope.
That?
Yeah, I made that.
For everybody. And they all
make it. I make it every
day. What's your drink you have with that? Some sort of
There's
smoothie.
No drink. You can have coffee with it if you want.
Is it?
Yeah. It's nice, man. Jeez. It's what I eat for my life. It's what I do in life.
So we get those gains.
But then
I feel
like we need to do that here. I know we're not allowed to do stuff. We had Breakfast Beer Club, which I'm going to start again, which we can have out there.
Yeah.
And then come back in here. And we can still try a breakfast beer. Because beer, it has to be... Some beers are they're just meant to be.
Yeah.
So I know your egg whites and biltong is good.
Yeah.
But I have a lovely hoppy,
grapefruit
flavored.
You need carbs, no carbs.
Especially if you're not eating bread. So, I mean,
yeah, there you go.
And let's just explain to our viewers.
This is a health cooking show now.
No, Ryan's also quite well built and handsome.
Yeah.
Your haircut.
Vincent Gates, new haircut yesterday, new haircut, new me.
You decided, because December's here now, and you need to get your beach body. And beach bodies are built in winter.
Yeah, I know. I've left it too late, but I'm not going to the beach this year.
I've left mine too late. 20, yeah. 1986, I stopped going to gym.
Listen, I've been on a 30-year bulk now, so it's probably time to start cutting.
Yeah. That's right. So that's what the boys do.
Then, yeah, so now I'm on an 8-week shred, and I'm in a bad mood every day.
Fantastic, man.
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. Look, the thing is, I just go to gym, and I'm like, whatever happens to my body from here and then, is in the Lord's
Eric,
hands.
Eric, explain some of your tweets about girlfriendness.
No. This week I was having that thing, because everybody has a different story about where they met their girlfriend. Like, no, I met my girlfriend at a party. No, I met my girlfriend here. No, I met my girlfriend.
And you're saying, where did
you meet? So I'm like,
wait,
where's the general?
I met her at the end of my arm.
You wanted
a space. Yeah, like a specific space
so
I could
must,
go to.
You must get one of the, when they hunt for a serial killer in the cop room. What's the room called?
I don't know the official term.
What's that?
Interrogation?
Yeah, the interrogation room.
Forensic detectives.
The way they give out the information on what's happening.
Oh, what do you call it? Yes, I know that room. I read about it in the books that I read.
That room? What the fuck?
The briefing. It's called the briefing room. It's the briefing room. It's the briefing room.
Everyone sit in silence.
It's a briefing room.
Briefing room.
So what they do is they have a map, and then they have those little red pins.
Yeah.
But then they put red wool in between the pins to make like a pattern from where it is.
Yeah, where it connects and who's connected.
So that's what you need to do. Speak to how many friends have you got with girlfriends?
Yes, all of them have girlfriends. It's just me.
Are we not friends, Eric? Because I'm single.
Me. Oh, you're single. Okay, Dale, Brian's my only friend that doesn't have a girlfriend.
That was cold.
No.
I'm also out of this now.
I apologize. Dude, no, you wait.
Where do you meet?
I've seen you with
girls
lady.
Are everywhere.
No, but yeah, that's the thing. Here's the funny.
I walk out of my house and I trip over some of them.
Here's the funny thing.
Banging on the windows.
So I posted the thing.
Eventually I let them out.
comedy. Hashtag comedy.
Left field.
Use that joke.
Left field. So I post the thing, and like a couple of hours later, some chick DMs me and she's like, yo, they normally chill in the library. So I'm like, okay, that's nice.
No, man.
But like she's the library type, so obviously she's saying almost like, you don't know.
But
she's
what
like,
library must
so she's
go
from,
to?
She's from the Val, so she's like, yeah, girls normally chill in the library. So that's where you'd find me. I'm like, I'm not driving to the Val just to see one.
Is that all there is to do?
I find that strange that a woman would hang around in the library where you're not allowed to talk.
Yeah, or maybe they get want to get down. No time to talk.
Shh. Making a noise, we're reading it.
Can I have a packet of chips and a Coke?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Eric. What's your sign?
We don't sell chips and coke.
Do you read?
Sorry.
All right, now, Eric, do you have some news for us?
In the news this morning.
Wait, we have a news music.
News music.
This is the Just Now Comedy Podcast. We really don't have any news. That's why we palm it off onto our see-through friend. Go.
Oh, that was incredible. So, in the news this morning, Instagram has released the most liked pictures. This is the weird thing. I must admit this first. On the radio this morning, I heard them talking about this as well. So, obviously, it's a big thing. But the most liked picture on Instagram in the year 2017 was Beyonce releasing the news that she was pregnant with twins.
Yeah, okay.
The second most liked picture was Cristiano Ronaldo announcing that he has twins on the way. So,
I don't know how you get pregnant with twins, because like, how do you know which one fucked you?
Oh, David's on fire. Someone turn the aircon up because it is hot in here.
Oh, Lord. I just want to announce I'm pregnant with twins. Can you please hunt them down?
Oh,
I'm not sure which one finished up first.
I don't know who's the... I don't know who's who.
I couldn't see behind... I don't have eyes behind my back. I must be Beyonce.
Ah, it's hilarious.
I'm a muff diver.
Oh, you just offended like 90% of the listeners. Anyway,
we're trying so hard to get some traction.
So do you know how many likes it had, roughly?
Beyonce's announcement was 11.1 million likes, and Cristiano Ronaldo's one was 11 million likes on the dot.
Why? It's never on the dot.
Okay, it's not on the dot, but it's just over
1 million. I saw someone with 1 million followers. So I followed them and then went back to see if it said 1 million one.
No, it's just over. No, it was just...
It kind of rounded off.
Yeah,
listen, I broke 100 likes for the first time this year. 2017, 100 likes.
Same year.
That's what we need to do. Let's celebrate what we do.
It's been a good year.
100 likes?
Yeah.
100 likes.
I broke 100 and 200 likes this year. Yeah, so...
Cool. Eric broke 100.
Eric's hating on me again.
No, we love your work, Ryan. You're doing great things, man. I love the compositions. It looks so beautiful. Speaking of Beyonce, in other
news... Okay, so we finished with the Instagram thing.
Yeah, the Instagram
thing. Has Instagram changed any of their things? Because every now and then there's a new setting. So normally on the left, you'll press share. And then when you go now left, it says, I'm an idiot. But
no, they just keep updating, man. It just becomes more and more dope.
I've tried to look at someone's picture and say, wow, she's really nice, and then tap it and it goes like, and you say, no, I didn't mean to like it.
Oh,
no,
you're like,
you're like 78 weeks in it. 3:30 in the morning.
My biggest thing is
trolled that far back.
My
how can you like someone's entire profile? Can you do that? Can I do that?
Patience. Electrolytes. So your thumb doesn't cramp up.
I have a bottle of Energy close by and just scroll and double tap. That's all you need. But my thing is
a bottle of lube.
No.
And lots of time.
What are you doing with lube, man?
I have Energy next to my bed.
For those ladies that you have to let out.
I trip over. How do they get in?
And then they knock on the windows. And then sometimes I let them out.
But I always do. Everyone gets a bottle of Energy. It's like a party at George Michael's house. No one leaves empty handed.
You leave replenished.
Okay.
So speaking
filling up the dome was easy. This oak is filling up. Is it tomorrow?
Wait, no. When is it? No. Firstly, this is the most beautiful, like, double meaning thing you've ever done. Because we were just talking about ladies, and then it's like filling up the dome.
The dome is a contraceptive device. Well done.
And
Eric.
Then also, it's funny because this is Cuesta, and you're talking about Casper Nyovest.
No, Casper, it's featuring Casper. Casper does sing on it.
Yes, but that was Cuesta's voice, right?
Yeah, but tomato, tomatoes.
I can't time my punchlines and my music.
That was gorgeous.
Is he really going to fill up the FNB Stadium?
Yes, he's planning on doing that thing tomorrow.
Yeah. Has any comedian got that kind of pool? I mean, Trevor came here and did the dome and filled it for 3 nights plus the matinee.
4 nights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's 4 nights would have done
well,
the FNB.
Trevor's the guy.
But Trevor, but I don't. FNB is great for concerts. I don't think it's a comedy venue.
It's not.
It's not intimate. It isn't. But then I see those guys doing
the O2 Arena. Have you seen Kevin Hart's What Now tour?
Yeah, that's
amazing. That's
you remember what I said to you last time? They come to see Kevin Hart.
Yes.
It's not necessary that the front row are going to get some interaction.
Yeah.
And there'll be some guy at the back shouting, I love you, Kevin.
Yeah.
You're like, I love you too, random citizen.
Yeah, you're incredible, Dad.
Actually.
Yeah, it's incredible that he can fill like massive.
Yeah, so like that, that. I think Trevor.
So he's going
to
do it, eh?
At the moment, I think Trevor's the only one that has the power to.
But Casper's doing other acts. He's got other acts opening and he's got collabs and doing
stuff. AKA tried to be the guy that went, yo, man, let's do this thing together. And then Casper was like, just buy a ticket, bruh.
No way.
It's a big thing on Twitter for a bunch of days.
That's mean. Will you
vote for me in the Comics Choice Awards? I didn't know you did comedy. That's what I got.
That's what Eric says to me.
I'm sorry. I'm working on myself, man. I'm trying to be a better person.
Okay, but like they say fill the dome, but aren't they like giving away free tickets? Am I speaking out of place here?
Not a lot of free tickets. They'll give free to journalists and musicians like and people that they know with a little bit of pool on, obviously on social media.
Okay, so they're not like just handing out tickets and letting
willy nilly.
Yeah, just
willy nilly is actually one of the best rappers, hey.
Oh man, I loved his latest album, Shenanigans.
Shenanigans on the ninth floor. Shenanigans everywhere I look, everywhere I go on the floor. Stop your shenanigans, you scallywag.
All of this, you're a scallywag.
Oh, scallywag,
skullduggery.
That's not a word that's used enough in rap music, I think. Scallywag.
And there's a lot of them.
That's the thing.
They're all scallywags. You know, I was talking to Questa the other day,
and
he said to me,
"These damn scallywags.
Let's drop a few grams, Gran."
You silly.
Okay, so now what other more news?
Like I was saying, with Beyonce being in the news, Jay-Z admitted to cheating on her.
But something happened there.
No, he was.
Because we all kind of knew because it was in the song.
Yeah, she made the whole album because after he made the 444 album.
Yeah.
I'm not. I've lost track.
No. So this is the thing.
Jay-Z, Jacob Zuma, cheated on Beyonce. I mean, the guy's out of control.
To leaks.
He's got so many waves.
Was he one of the twins?
He was one of the twins. No, he admitted to cheating on her. But it wasn't like immediately after the album dropped. It was a while after when they were doing.
You never
interview
do that
with,
on the night
with the New York Times. With the New York Times, and then he admitted to the report. He's like, "Yo, man, look,
I saw that.
Is, I had a slip because I wasn't emotionally connected to her at that point, and I was going through a low point. And at that point, I was just like, you know,
are you? Is this you speaking like, now? Eric?
No, that's.
Are you speaking in third person?
Yeah, did Jay-Z cheat on Beyonce
can you at least
with
do
Eric?
It in the voice?
Yes.
Can you do it in Jay-Z's voice then? At least.
It's your thank voice. You,
thank you, thank you. You're too kind. I was cheating on. Just before my album dropped, I was. That's why
boy.
I'm crying. She hit
like,
me.
Yeah, this is your boy Hovel. So what happened was I was
supposed
chilling,
to find some Beyonce to play in here.
Yo, man, I was chilling, man. I didn't expect this to happen, and then all of a sudden, I see she made the album Lemonade. I was like, oh, this is about cheating, isn't it? Oh. No, the dude that does the most impressive impersonations is Jay Farrow. Jay Farrow does the... Have you seen Jay Farrow? I'm pretty sure you've seen Jay Farrow.
He does very good,
Jay-Z. Yo, he does pretty good. Okay, everybody. Then, Eddie
in,
Murphy.
In Chris the news.
Rock. Yes.
Robbie Collins is coming today.
Yes, he's
going to
be...
He's got a one-man show called Son of Carol. We're going to talk to him about that. But there's nothing bigger that happened this week than a meeting that was held in Cape Town with the Cape Town Comics to find out why they're not involved in the Comics Choice Awards. Don't know if you saw that. You didn't see an email.
What happened?
The Comics Choice guys have felt that Cape Town was a little bit left out. So they went over there.
Way.
And they kind of, I don't know if you remember the 70s, we had sanctions. Maybe your parents will remember, right?
I don't personally remember this.
Does that. We did it to Zimbabwe. The world has done it to Iran. They do it to Russia.
No, I know we had...
South Africa had sanctions, so no Nikes, no Adidas, no music, no nothing. And what it did was essentially made South Africa a little bit stronger. We kind of produced our own things. We made plans to get things from overseas. Your friends would get you stuff.
I was going to say, it also meant when someone is going overseas, you're like, please, can we...
We did it. We got through it. It made us the resilience... breeds that stronger thing. And I think Cape Town have just gone too far to go, hey, you know what, we weren't involved, we came to this thing for 2 years in a row, we sat at the back, we never said how's it, never did anything, so carry on, we're out of here, but let's do something about it, let's make something, because the Comics Choice is a big thing, but it just felt, they just felt excluded, so that was like quite
so they
a
were
big
like game. We're done here, we don't
not
have
done I think the meeting was had and they spoke about a few issues that they wanted to let like get out.
Okay.
But there's a massive email and I'll send it to you. You can have a read through.
Okay, cool.
It's just interesting because the Comics Choice is a big thing, but I didn't feel like it was an industry thing. I didn't feel it was industry. I felt it was a lot of young guys and that's good for them.
Yeah.
I've always said it's a young guys thing. Let them get the things out, get the SMSs out, get the stuff out, be at the function, wear something crazy, arrive with an entourage, go on the yellow carpet, do your thing.
Yeah.
But for the established comedians, which I think, so now there's 50 of them.
Yeah.
Who've been doing it for more than 10 years. They really just wake up, go to the gig, do the stuff, go home.
Yeah.
And then often when I see a guy winning the awards, I'm like, hey, where can I see you, man? He said, no, I'm not. And then you can't see them anywhere.
Yeah, you're like, nah, I'm only doing
corporate. But you've won an award.
Man.
No, not only doing corporates, he's not doing any stuff.
Yeah.
I want to see some of those guys.
A headline park is last week Tuesday. Like, but there's no shows on Tuesday. Like, yeah, it was a corporate. I'm sorry.
Still headlined.
Still a corporate. Ow, look who it is.
Robbie.
It's the man.
Robbie Collins has arrived. You know, it's interesting because you do phone and you say...
So, ladies and gentlemen, while you are waiting, you can WhatsApp us on the WhatsApp line. 079-748-2090.
Robbie,
come on, Michelle, Woody.
We don't want to talk about it too much, but there was a meeting held in Cape Town with Comics Choice Awards to get Cape Town more involved. Were you there?
Is this on?
Yes, it's on.
No, it wasn't. I don't even know about this. Sorry,
that's good.
Woke up.
I woke up
30 seconds ago.
I woke up like this.
Do you want to mention? Do you want to mention your sponsor? Because I can't see all the stuff you're wearing.
Oh,
I've never seen an oak top to toe.
I'm sponsored by Vans.
Thanks, yo,
Vans.
Yo.
Thank you, Vans, for keeping me.
Eric's dad fixes Vans.
Yeah.
You know Ryan?
He knows Ryan.
I know Ryan. Of course.
Okay, cool.
Wow.
And then you've got your show.
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool, man. Sorry, I'm dressed like this. I've got to go to.
You got a corporate.
No, it's not.
You fucking selling out.
Just want to see you. You got a one man. I've got a corporate.
That's the same thing.
Yeah. This is one man taking one for the team. What is your show called?
Son of Carol.
Okay, I mean, you've been on. Geez, also, we spoke about it earlier. He's been on newspapers, TV things. And the other day, I listened to you. You were on the radio. Did you enjoy that? What are those interviews like?
They're cool. I did a radio station in Midrand.
Mix FM.
Oh, you're allowed to say it. I was trying to avoid it.
No, you
what are they going to do?
You can say it.
We're not even a radio station.
That guy did not prepare. He fucking sucked.
Was he asking questions non-comedy?
You know what he said to me? So get in there, and then he goes,
Alfred Adrian's with us today.
He's lost a lot of weight, and he's way taller.
Apparently, so your wife's pregnant at the moment.
Shit, Dave.
Do we all look the same?
Oh, man. This guy's like Robbie Collins in the studio. Yeah. So, Robbie, you got a show on.
No.
Huh? No. There's a silence.
What does this mean?
I do have a show on. It's in Bramfontein.
You started doing your own little PR session.
Then he goes, so he's got a page of like information about me. Then he goes, so, Robbie, tell us about yourself. Then I'm like, Jesus. So he's going through this page, and then he goes, so now I'm talking about I started in Durban.
Dude, let's start telling lies then.
Yes, but then
stop grabbing.
He didn't care.
So I used to run the underground.
Yeah. No, illegal cigarettes, that's where I made my money.
But he's not even making eye contact with me. Then he goes,
well, were you wearing your Vans? What they called? I'm thinking of a guy. Ray Charles.
Wayfarer.
The Charles. Thing Robbie's doing for blind comedians is just.
Sorry, but no, Robbie, I'll get you back. Just please. Please smile.
I'm literally.
This is so
sorry, that was a photo. I'm gonna do who wore it better.
But like here's the thing with doing interviews like that. The minute the dude mentions your full name every single time he speaks to you.
So Robbie, back in 2011 when you did your first open mic at the thing, how did that feel? And is there a difference between now and then? Actually, that's quite a good question. are you digging this one man show vibe?
I'm loving it.
So it's not your first time you've done Son of Carol, you did it in Durban, eh?
I did it
Cape Town. On this sheet.
I did it Cape Town, now spray Durban, Peter Maritzburg, forgetting other places.
Fine, it sounds like you drove east from somewhere.
I've done it, yeah, and I'm actually doing it in Cape Town one more night next week Wednesday.
Is your mom proud of that?
She came to see it in Durban.
It's paying homage to the fact that your mom believed in you.
It's not so much paying homage to my mom. In a way it is. I think it was just an identity thing that I got to understand. Where my first show is called That Bushman's Crazy, which was an ode to Richard Pryor's That Nigger's Crazy.
There you go.
But then
that's since, lost on this audience.
Yes, but
they don't get it.
You see, also that was done 3 years ago, or 2014. Then my thing was, in preparing this new show from the beginning of last year when I started writing it, then I was like, who am I before the race thing? I'm a mother's child. That's where the name comes from. So it's like,
Son of Cal.
We're not hiding behind our race and all that kind of stuff.
So does that come across in the material, in the is that the theme? It's not a theme.
I don't touch on
okay, but it is
any
you.
Race in it.
But it's you. You're talking about you and you're going back to where, hang on a minute, before this other bullshit.
He was there. Both of them. Yeah. I don't know. Ask them how they feel.
No, but you're quite a chilled comic. I've done stuff with you. We've done corporates together where you've brought down, like the people are talking and you just bring them down to like a calm, listen guys, let's fucking listen.
Because they must fucking respect
me. Word.
It's nice and calm. So I want to come and see Son of Carol. It's on tonight.
I know you're not going to come.
I've got to come and I'll bring Jude with.
No, wow.
He digs you, man. He
owes
says,
me money.
Really? Yeah. From the Monopoly. Yeah. Did you loan money to Jude?
I did.
Oh, that was your first mistake.
No, you know what? I actually broke your kid's toy on Boxing Day.
Hey, that's my birthday.
You guys did that.
I broke his Christmas toy.
He flew the
the drone into the drone, pool.
But over the pool twice and kind of said, no, man, it's fine. It's fine.
It wasn't fine.
Skip to the end.
It wasn't fine at all.
The drone didn't do like a, you know, where it goes around the pool like this. It went straight to the pool. And it just landed in the pool. And then it did like a tilt and then started sinking. But he had it on full propellers going, I'm not letting this go down.
Robbie's like, is this
he was
one
like
of those?
Rose on the fucking door.
Yeah, I was just going to say. And then out of nowhere, all he had was.
Robbie's like, is this one of those submarine drones? Yes.
Dave.
So, Robbie, it says here you're trying to fill up. You're trying to fill up Bromfontein.
So look, I don't know how to explain. Yesterday, so we started the show in Johannesburg on Wednesday, right near there.
Yeah.
The venue is the new Goliath Club.
Yes.
Okay. How's it? What is it like? Just on a note.
Awesome.
Where
dude.
Is it exactly?
It's the Bannister Hotel. It's in the basement of the Bannister Hotel. Okay, cool. It's very cool. I think it's a big thing of just letting people's trying to get people to trust town again.
That is a big task. Like that's a
it's a big
parking,
one, but
being
but you
safe.
Know, lots of the hotels and even the apartment buildings in town have these dope basements,
yes.
Where you could have so many gigs. It's the whole thing of just letting people try. Obviously, it's not as safe as
there are a few gigs in Brompton. The Orbit, so let's go up.
The Orbit's up there.
Obviously, the Goliath Club would be further up, which is the original, the Box, which is only Sundays.
Yes, yes, yes.
So
and
that's
then there's
Brom.
And then there's Bromfontein Goliath, two doors away from Kitchener's, which is Tuesday. On Tuesday.
Okay, and Goliath, Bromfontein Goliath is when?
That's Wednesday to Saturday.
You see, okay. So that's a consistent gig. That means you can still, you've still got your open mic, freedom, fucked up crazy gig at Kitchener. Yes. You can do your stuff.
Yes.
Box, you kind of want to showcase your best of the best for Sundays.
Same thing.
And then that's nice to have a little practice ground. And also, you know what? People don't even, if you're in the Bannister Hotel, people don't even leave. They'll rather just go straight downstairs and see the show.
Yeah, but the, it's a different audience, you know?
Is it different? Like Blues Room?
Comedy brings out a different audience. The kids that go to Brum, they go to party because they're getting cheap drinks. Brum is a lot cheaper than partying in Sandton. So those kids are just going there to get fucked up. Where you don't want those kids in your comedy audience.
Okay.
Yep.
They,
I think charging a cover charge already sets a...
Yeah, 100 rand chases most of those people away.
No, that's all they've got for the night.
Exactly. Kitcheners, some of them, like, they come to the door and like, how much? And like, 30 rand. And they're like, oh, I'll get the fuck off. I'm not dealing with
that's
this.
That's a 1 liter Black Label.
How much is the 1 liter Black Label? 30 rand?
Nah, it's not that expensive. I think it's like,
how much is the 1 liter Black Label, Robbie Collins?
Can I tell you something? The other day,
you know what I like about this show? Is that you have to actually tell us something. Otherwise, we just sit here till fucking 10.
The other day?
Oh, man. The other day, I offered Eric Jansen a drink and he actually said yes.
Was it a milkshake?
No, it was a shooter. Eric never drinks. He's very responsible.
I agree with that. You shouldn't. There's too many. This whole Christmas season or party season with comics doing corporates. You shouldn't drink at any of these corporates. You shouldn't have a beer.
I don't drink at corporates. I usually get out of them.
You've got to. When I say goodnight, thank you very much, I look into their eyes and I see them crying. And then I leave. And then on the way home, I invoice while I'm crying.
That's like sex for you, really.
except for the invoice.
Yeah, don't invoice?
Should I start invoicing?
They came, I didn't.
Can I put you guys on my Insta story?
Do it.
Please do. So do here's Robbie, this is a gig today. I won't say who it's for. While the guests are busy dishing up, if you can please entertain them with some comedy. This is in the brief. How do you feel about that? Let's discuss
this. We ordered breakfast, so we're going to chow, and then you just tell us
Robbie,
what's happening in your life.
Do you hear what I said there? While the guests are dishing up, if you could please entertain them with some comedy. Let's discuss
that. I'd tell those people to go fuck themselves.
They pay me lots of money.
While they're dishing
how much?
Up,
you... I don't know. Not that
no,
much.
No, well, don't
they're
tell
not paying me
much.
That much. But I'm willing to take you with to take a grenade for me while I dish up.
I'm in slops, bruh.
That would be so lucky. If Eric said he's going to think about it. Do you remember the movie called Funny People with Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he always invited a young comic to his corporate with him. He said, come, get on the jet with me.
Yeah.
So I'm saying to Eric, get on my bucky. Come help me set up my beer.
But
what I'm doing now is I'm doing the beer and the comedy for these clients.
But you see the differences with our corporates. Like, I guess
in this country,
all comedians do corporates. It is those big guys in the States when they do corporates. They like it's for like Google and shit like that. We still dealing with like yesterday.
This is a big company, but they also had like a major budget issue. They didn't want a comedian.
Yeah, I had
an MC.
I had a conference call yesterday for a corporate I'm doing tomorrow, and it was for some mining company. And they just refused to pay my proper price, proper rates. And then when I found out they're a mining company, then I'm like, geez, like
you guys have got the
money. I know you have money.
Yeah,
that was your problem is you don't value what I do. Yeah. So you're like, I'm not gonna give this person this because in my world, in my head, I cannot see myself paying somebody to talk shit.
No.
That much money.
And then also what they've got is a younger or another comic that will do it for nothing.
Yeah,
so but also what's happened is you're becoming a
and reinforce the fact that we are worth what they think we are.
Yeah, and then to say no is a massive thing. Joey Rustin said to me, he says, start saying no, Dave. Start saying no. You'll lose out on a few of those ones, and then all of a sudden it just picks up. I said, yeah, but it's got to survive.
So what did you do, for example? Oh, you said you're doing it.
You're doing it.
I'm doing no, but
this is half my fee.
Look, the way I look at things now after going to New York is that these things that I hate fund the dream,
and they'll build your podium. They build you up.
Yes. Yeah, so I am doing it. I cut down the price a bit. Then I was like, I'm gonna do it, even though I don't want to. But at the end of the day, I've got to think about. I'm going to New York in January. I need to have money. Things are crazy there. So you do the thing, but you're also like, okay, cool, just this time.
Yeah.
Just this time.
Just this one time.
Okay, let's make this interview funny.
You know what's nice about these interviews? They don't have to be funny. It's not an interview. Robbie, when we together in the car, when we were driving home from a gig, the time when it was pissing down with rain and we tried to find several bars.
Yes.
And the Lord said, go home, you two bitches.
didn't we land up?
The Lord said.
Yeah, the Lord cusses. The Lord. What a boy. I mean, boy, I can't say boy. What a general, neutral entity.
The Lord can say bitches if he's talking. When he's talking to someone, it's ebonics. Like, he'll talk to me and he understands me. He'll say bitches.
He adjusts the way he talks to.
Because otherwise, he wouldn't understand. You can't say, hey, scallywag, and you're like, is he talking to me?
Did he not update apps? Where did he end up?
We ended up at Papino's.
I think Jesus swore.
Master.
Oh, hell. Or something. Hell no.
Do you know the story in the Bible where people were selling, they turned
the church into a craft market, selling craft beer, pretty much. Trinkets.
And then Jesus walks through and just starts.
They were selling those things that you flip like that, which the guy works really easily. And then when you get it home, it doesn't work.
Do that and then it just falls.
It's like a little helicopter that you just spin with your hands. And he does it because he does it the whole day. But when your kid does it, he does it once and it goes in the pool. What you're saying there is the same way I feel about craft markets. It's just I don't get the press that Jesus got because he flipped tables. He was like, no, this is not the way the church works. And yet, these days, church make money by doing a craft market.
Yeah, dude, if you want to make money, release a gospel album or an Afrikaans album.
I have to do gospel stuff at this gig for 2 minutes, then the MC takes over.
Sing a Kurt Franklin song.
Kurt Franklin.
Oh, never mind. That's going to take forever.
Kurt Darren.
Kurt Franklin's very big.
Are you? Let's. We get next. Next week we've got quite a scoop because people don't know about this, but it's closer to Christmas. Obviously, it's only the 1st of December. It's World AIDS Day.
World AIDS Day.
Then it's closer to December. We're going to do proper things. We're going to interview Santa Claus.
Oh shit!
Oh, dope.
He's coming on the show.
For real.
And it's. It's like quite a scoot to try and get him as well because we had to pre-record it.
Today is World AIDS Day.
Today's World AIDS Day.
I love how you interviewed Santa Claus. I feel like this is just the plan to get Victoria gigs.
How did you know this Victoria?
You ruined the mystery, Robbie.
We don't want Angry Santa.
Damn it. We asked Alan Adams.
All the kids want Star Trek toys and he refuses to bring them.
Is Alan Adams still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Alan Adams could be Santa. But he's one of the elves.
Wow.
Let himself go. You know that Santa Claus gets to your house and he has to eat a cookie and sometimes leave him a beer.
Yeah.
Like I know I left him a beer, which even the next morning was gone. He didn't touch the cookie. So obviously the elf, he's like, I got this. So Alan Adams, the elf, is just being, damn, I need to stop eating those cookies, man. I just can't say no.
If Victoria was Santa Claus, you wouldn't come down the chimney. You'd probably have a set of keys for your house.
You know those guns that they have at football matches where they shoot t-shirts into the crowd. They stopped them now because it's basically a gun. It's a t-shirt that comes in and the t-shirt's in like a plastic cover. So the plastic cover comes off and the t-shirt goes into the crowd. So they'll shoot. It's called something. It's a gun of some. So I'm sure Vittorio would actually have that gun and then just shoot your presents through the window with some collateral damage. But anyway, we're talking about someone that no one knows. Vittorio is like the stable, I would call like host for something. You just get him there. He's like a wind-up comedian. He goes, he does the things, and gets the guys on stage.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel.
Have people WhatsApped any questions, Dave?
There was one guy.
He's like, I don't want to talk about Victoria. He heard about the WhatsApp line. And he's like, hey, this is going nowhere.
Robbie.
Yes, Dave.
We were talking about Christmas. What are your plans?
Oh, I'm gonna stay in town and just work throughout.
What's Ryan's Twitter handle? Sorry, that's what we got.
I'd rather work throughout and then go on holiday.
So you got club gigs, you got gigs coming up?
Yeah. I go to Cape Town on Monday, I'm back Friday morning.
Are you ever gonna quit?
Quit what? Quit what?
He's using
stand
the music.
Up.
Hell
he's
no.
using the music.
Oh.
Quit. Robbie, you know what I find strange is that you spoke about the dream. Like a lot of comics you speak to them and say, what is your plan? And they go, no, I just wanna headline at Parkers. And you're like, is that what your plan is?
No.
Tell me more.
You know why I think you got to dream big in life. Simply because you might, if you're aiming at Oscars, you might not get an Oscar. So you might land a bit short.
Get an Emmy.
Get an Emmy. But that's still an achievement.
It's an achievement.
But at the same time, I've learned to understand that everybody has their own level of success.
Yeah.
And also standards.
Yes. So
you only can know what you know.
Yeah, so for me, when I think about it, I wanna do a movie with Scorsese one day, all that stuff. Then for some people, they're like, I'm happy with being on Generations.
Yeah.
And you can't hate on a person
yeah.
if that's their dream.
And you have actually done some really like a film stuff recently.
Not with Scorsese.
Not with Scorsese. He's not answering your calls.
I did a movie. It's called Curry and Vice. It's on YouTube. Check it out.
And you had to play a gangster?
Colored gangster. No. You spoke about that in Son of Carol.
It's a cop movie. It's the worst movie in the world. No,
it can't be worse than that other one.
Copacids.
Copacids, and there was another one as well opposites. Called Blitz Patrol.
Blitz Patrol was fire.
Was it like Blitz Patrol?
And it was a good quality.
Okay. Yeah.
Copacids was horrible.
Copacids was.
I think Rob Van Furen still has nightmares about what.
No, Rob Van Furen has nightmares about a lot of the movies he's done. He also did the skateboard movie with the
Foot Skating 101.
Foot skating.
That movie was legend. So bad, God said, Rob, you cannot have kids. Start adopting.
No, God's hectic, guys. He's probably one of the worst critics that you'll ever have of movies. Yeah. But the new Avengers Infinity.
Dude, I was in East London on tour with Trevor Noah, and Copacids was out, and we were bored, and we went to the cinemas, and it was so bad. Eh?
Who else is in it?
Who else is in it? I'm in the cinemas?
Who was in the cinemas?
They didn't introduce themselves.
Hey, are you in the front end? Like, yeah, what be your name? It's like Kelly Wag.
Who else was wasting money that day?
That's very funny. I'd be an interview say, and Robbie, you're doing a movie now. And who's in the movie? It was me. There was a guy having popcorn. Yeah. So Usher's kind of sat there just picking his nose. Yeah. No, I mean, who's in the movie?
Yeah,
I'm telling you, who's in the fucking movie.
Luis Ogola makes an appearance in that movie. I laugh so hard at him.
In Copacids.
Like, you know, the thing is, because there's not lots of movies that happen in South Africa. So yeah. You get the call for a movie.
You do the thing.
Yeah, you do.
Like, I'm going to go do the thing. The thing is, when you do stuff, you do, especially when you try to make a name for yourself, you just want to be out there.
Yeah,
and
it's changing now,
but you've got to be very strong where you go, this just doesn't feel right.
Well, like, also sometimes you do it knowing it doesn't feel right, but just get it under your belt, put it into your vault of stuff you've done.
Yeah, but
I think it also goes back to saying no. So sometimes they do offer you something that you could do that, you know, could put you in the public eye, but then you're like, nah, man.
Take Martin Evans spoke about it. He did a casting.
This is not something I do.
Did a casting with a guy, and he always sees this guy casting. Very large Congolese guy, does bouncing, does acting.
Why are they casting for the same character?
What's happened is, he gets beaten up by the Congolese guy.
Oh, okay.
But they often meet each other at castings. And the guy said, he spoke to me, said he's had a casting now, and he had to say no, because it was a rape scene. And he said, no matter how much you think I can act like I'm raping someone, every single other cliche that you are filming here now is not me.
Yes.
So I can't get out of the scene with a like a major actor would be able to do that, like a, I don't know, like Tom Cruise or something. He's in the movie and he's in the thing and do the things. But he said no. And it's like, okay, that's pretty extreme.
Yeah.
But you should also be able to read a script and go, no thanks, it's cool. But the lure is there. You've got some bucks. You're going to film over 8 or 9 weeks. And you're going to get your face on TV and your mom's going to see that you actually have a real job.
But no, but you see, the other thing that you got to remember is that, see, if Tom Cruise did a movie, excuse me, where he had to rape somebody in a scene.
But he's producing, he's writing, he's doing everything.
We also know Tom Cruise, the person, so he can stand that character. He can hold that character. You, who's unknown, when people see you do a scene, now you're raping somebody.
You are a rapist.
People have a perception now.
Yeah.
You are a rapist.
Well, that's what Martin said. He said he did it. One of those, you know, Discovery Channel has these reenactments.
Yes.
So in this one was serial killers, famous serial killers from America. So he had to be Rastus McGee from down in the swamps there, which was, he was killing people in New Orleans. And he just said, what if he goes to America? And he said no to the thing as well. He said, no, it's cool. He said, if he goes to the States, and all he needs for one of the readings to go, Dad, that's Rastus McGee. He raped my chickens.
No, mob justice.
And then so it's very careful. Cause I would say that the theme of today is just say no.
Yes. And you know, the other thing is, you do something because you're desperate for money or exposure. And then it doesn't become a big thing. And then you become a big thing.
and they go find it.
Yeah.
And then they find it.
So that's so a lot of my porn stuff hasn't been found yet. Someone said that the other day. Said, when did you your first porn? I remember watching my first porn movie. I was so young.
I was under the age.
I looked so young, and the camera adds 10 pounds. But,
it was a ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga scene.
I used to watch Emmanuel. Remember
that
Emmanuel?
Was on ETV, yeah. But what you're talking about is, if you do the thing that they ask you to do, you're desperate.
Yes.
What if it doesn't fit in with your dream, and this is a clever thing. If it doesn't fit in with your dream, and you look at your pie like this, and it doesn't fit, and you're jamming it in there like, and this isn't lekker, man. I have to play this and this and that. It doesn't fit part of your dream. You can say no.
Yeah.
But you won't say no unless you have that plan.
Right.
So the comedians that have got the plan can go, hey, this isn't my thing. And I do remember Robin Freeman, a friend of mine, is a comedian who wanted to be a comedian and moved from acting into comedy. So that was probably his way of doing it. It's like, let's make a funny movie. Let's people see me as going, oh, that's that guy. He's funny. Not just doing Shakespeare and stuff.
But we all know Rob is a great actor and especially a comedic actor. Yeah.
But I think those comedy roles helped him, like Opposites and foot skating and...
I didn't speak to Rob for a while after I saw him in the Mandela movie where he is swearing those little black children.
Just because...
He's in the shop for Massacre. He's a cop.
Yeah.
And then I saw him at a gig and I was like...
That wasn't his name, cool,
and his name's, and his name's Rob.
Yeah.
And his name's Rob, just bringing down all the Robs.
I still don't like him. He won the first Comics Choice Award I was nominated for.
What you must do if you don't want to be in Comics Choice Awards, move to Cape Town.
Yeah.
Because I seem to have chopped them off. Like a gangrenous limb.
Gino Fernandez is opening his
own. They went fucked up.
So Gino, they are doing their own awards in the parking lot outside Fork and Comedy.
Outside Armchair.
They are. They're doing their own awards. They went fuck you.
And Gino's getting a lifetime achievement.
What we spoke about just wrong. Gino's getting a lifetime of skateboard.
I have so much love for Gina, bro.
But don't you think we should have a fake awards like that where we just get together and get pissed?
My question is, what happened?
I'd love to win one.
What do you want to win? We'll get you in.
Just an award.
Guy with the least amount of different kinds of shirts.
Yeah, just plaid shirts. That's
okay. Robbie?
Ryan looks like he does stunts for Paul Bunyan.
That's how I earn my living. That's what I said. I got to go to work. I got a Bunyan.
I got a building.
You know who's Paul Bunyan?
Who's Paul Bunyan?
Oh, shit.
I assume he's a lumberjack type classic American character. Yeah,
you were in your 20s when it came out.
Thank you.
I was in my negative 14 then.
1920s.
What year were you born?
I was born in 69.
Oh, wow.
As the Lord, the year of our Lord, 69, bitch.
So how old were you when you used your first K word?
When I heard. Jeez. That's interesting. That's got to be. You know what the thing is? Yes. Have you seen John's show? The good racist.
I saw when it first came
there's
out.
There's this pile of shit that we've dealt with, and then there's an even bigger pile. So that was reconciliation. That was pure racism. That was pure land. That was pure monetary and people. So it was Thabo Mbeki, Steve Biko. We dealt with these things. There's a bigger pile that you said. Now, when did you hear your first K word? When did you? I'm born in 1969 in Springs, in the East End, in a mining town. I think I may have heard it in the womb.
But that's very interesting.
And then also know that as a generation, you're not going to have kids yet. You've got kids.
I haven't met the one, but
you've
I know
got a
that
statue otherwise. Of you as a colored, being 30 years old.
I have no kids, but I want kids.
You've got to bring up your kid to not ever, if he hears the word, and my kid has heard the word, he's 8 years old.
Already?
For sure.
Damn.
But from an adult or
from adults,
peers?
From people around him, bro. It's unavoidable. I might have been there, I might not have been there, but I know he's heard it, and I have been there when he's heard it. And I've got to now take this generation and go, this is not right.
Don't.
And people like me, white 48-year-olds, have to all do that.
Yeah, I think there's a responsibility white folks have in this country, in the sense that apartheid was a thing, and whether you liked apartheid or not,
or had anything to do with it, or was uncontrollable,
you benefited from it, and life was easier.
There you go.
I just don't like this thing of where now white people over an age who lived and breathed during apartheid, then all of a sudden they're like, I didn't like apartheid at all.
Also, yeah,
I marched against the like, please shut up.
Yeah,
like it's
but then that's what you're dealing with in Zimbabwe now, where the guys have said, sorry, white man, there's nothing that we dig for, of yours.
Yes.
So we're now dealing with Chinese people and we're dealing with Indian people and we'll maybe later get screwed by them too. But for now, please, if you're a white person, everything that you have was benefited from XYZ, whatever time period it was. Go away. Yeah. Come back later when you've got some sort of humility or when things have changed. But otherwise, don't come back.
You know what was...
But that's extreme, eh?
You know what was crazy? Yesterday, so I do this whole joke. I didn't do it on Wednesday. But I do this whole joke about men are trash, whatever. Then I tell the audience, like, you know, Mandela cheated on his first wife. Do we say he's trash? Uh-huh. Like, lots of these big men. Muhammad Ali,
Muhammad Ali cheated on...
He cheated on all his wives.
Thank you. You're far too kind.
Mike Tyson broke his spine.
So like, all these great...
That was Jay-Z, by the way.
No, I thought so. All these great men also cheated. So do we write off what they did as human beings? Yeah. And then so say that, and then this lady in the front goes, tell Mandela. Then I'm like, what? So like, do you think he's trash? Like, no, he sold his country out, black lady.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo.
In your comedy night.
So then, but it was funny. Everyone's like, "Oh!" Then I was like, "Yo, girl, you save that shit for Lois Ogola's show."
Because yeah. he'll pull
mess it up.
You know, when Lois pulls up a chair, takes off his that raincoat that he normally wears.
Yes.
Then you know someone in the audience said some shit, and the whole show's now fucked. We're just gonna let's just talk about this for a second. That's 2 hours, lady. Yeah.
You know, like
she may be right. She might be have a point. No, but like you're saying,
like first of all, for me, why I don't riff on those things. Well, why I'm not is because I'm doing the one man and I'm trying to cut it down so I can film this thing tonight and tomorrow. Otherwise, I'd have spent some time discussing it with them and trying to make it
so
fun.
You got marks you want to hit. You've got
I've got to remember that the show is more important than that topic.
Okay, right, so it's now at the Bromfontein thing, but no one knows about it because they listen to the show in the dark.
So, you know, how do I explain it? Shucks.
You'd want to engage with her, and actually that's a separate show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're filming it, then you obviously don't want that in there.
Right.
I don't enjoy conflicting heckles because that is a personal... If it was heckle, because you're making a point going, white men, all men are trash, okay? Mm. Then there was these great men who faltered, who asked for forgiveness, whose husbands, wives, whatever, stood by them, Hillary Clinton, whatever it was. They all stood by these guys and said, okay, the strength that you're doing, we'll forgive you, whatever. So then she made it personal and said, that's nothing to do with men are trash. She went sell out.
Right.
The guy, in my mind, wasn't the president of the country because he was hardly here. He was a statesman and had to go overseas. But all those people that paid money to apartheid protests wanted a piece of him. Come to us. We want to see you. We want to meet you. So he couldn't run the country.
But also Mandela was really important in the way we are as a country. Mandela made us cool again.
Mm. Yeah.
Like he could have gone, okay, cool, I'm going to get back the land and all those things. But South Africa's on the brink of a civil war.
What age was he at when he released?
He's mad old.
So he's saying sell out, and this guy's going, I was pushed in every direction.
The reason why we can even be here in the same room, like not even just with races, the IFP, the ANC, those were crazy wars. So I think Mandela did his job. It's just, it was a different time, so he had to do what he had to do. I wanted to ask you something, Dave. Mm. As a dad, what was the most nerve-wracking thing becoming a dad?
The people say that when the baby comes out, you feel this overwhelming sense of thing, and it's like an great, and you, but it isn't. It's fear. It's like pure. Someone said to me, "Are you talking shit?" I said, "There's no way." It was a fear of dropping him, fear of having something go wrong with the kid.
Are you a dad, right?
No, I'm scared of dropping babies. That's the thing that
I've dropped. I dropped a lizard, so a friend of mine's lizard, and I thought like the lizard's got claws. He could have clawed on the way down as he was dropping, but he just flat on the floor, and then I thought it was dead, and then it lay there for a bit. And I think lizards do that to sort of protect themselves or from that concussion. Dying. But the fear that wasn't cool. I didn't dig that.
Yeah, I
thought I'm gonna have this loving feeling, and all I was like, "Hey, what are you doing? Where are you putting him? Where are you going?" You know, they leave out the room. You've got to follow that person, eh?
Right.
Because they could swap the kid.
Oh yeah, shit.
So there was so much paranoia. There was no loving feeling.
Did you read books before?
I did read two books. There was one was a dad book where everyone that comes in your little pack there. No one tells you things. No one tells you when you're a dad. But the fear, yeah.
I think only white people read books about parents.
And also my
kind of people always have aunties around.
Yeah, that aunt is gonna tell you everything.
Also my
just
kid
just put Millie Mill in his diaper. My kid came out black, eh?
My first kid came out black, so there was a whole lot of questions. And then it, obviously I put it on Instagram because I had twins.
Wow.
Who's this?
Listen, we gotta go. Can we say this? That say today's theme this. Was say no to some gigs, man. Don't, no so that Flit Ryan can get some gigs.
I'll say yes to literally anything.
Ryan, hold on, but Robbie, thank you. I appreciate you coming here because you
going
have a deep
right back
to
bed.
No, but you do sound shit. You sound terrible. But you've got flu or something.
No, it's just my voice. I've been
from the show
gigging so much and traveling. It's right. Killing me.
But listen, I thank you for coming on here because you do bring a depth to this stuff every time. So
a
that's
depth.
Mean, yeah, man, you don't talk
what
shit.
That means.
But depth is like this, not funny. Thanks, Roy Collins.
I was still on there. I was still on there. Can I swear?
Yeah,
you
swear.
Can
swear.
Yeah. Fuck off.
Thank you. That was
say
from
goodbye.
That's not. Maybe your voice is deep. Ryan.
Hope you bomb at your corporate
during dinner. Yeah. I'm going to film it.
Yeah,
you bomb.
What's yeah. your name? My name's Dave Levinson.
I'm Ryan Holliday.
Just now.
And I hope Victor hoops you the egg.
See you just now. Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.